You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yaakov Avinu Shalom enters the tent of his father. So now all of a sudden, Yitzhak Avinu feels that maybe this is not Esav. Why all of a sudden he had a doubt? What happened all of a sudden?
The voice of Yaakov
came too early. Yeah. Who said Baruch Hashem?
Esau.
Yaakov, you mean?
Yeah.
So first, Yitzhak Avinu asked, Yaakov Avinu, what happened? You made it so early. So then, how did Yaakov Avinu Shalom respond?
He said, Hashem put the
money
on
me. So God helped
me out.
Said that Hashem helped me to come. That was wise from Yaakov to mention the name of Hashem?
No, because that's the way he talks.
Understand, but was he aware that Esav is not talking like this?
Yes.
So why he put his situation in a risky way? If you know that your father is going to be suspicious, why you mention the name of Hashem? So he was not careful.
What?
He didn't want to be careful? No?
He had more emunah than being careful.
So he felt, even though that my father might be suspicious, and he would think, I'm not Esau, but still... He spoke the way he usually was speaking. Baruch Hashem, Bezad Hashem, everything be okay. Isn't that something? That means even though that he put in himself in a risk, still nothing went wrong. Isn't that something? Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. So many times we feel, you know, if a little bit, you know, we do it the other way, that maybe it will go through, right? So then that'll be better. No, we all do that. We all do that. We feel, you know, maybe we can get away with this, you know, maybe just we act the way that is expected from us. Huh?
Yeah. That's because of the Yetzer Hara, it's not us.
No, of course. We don't have Yetzer Hara, Chas V'Shalom. We don't know what it is. But here is amazing, it's an unbelievable thing, the Akbun Alav Shalom, that he has such a faith that no matter what, if Hashem wants it to happen, it's going to happen. So if it doesn't happen, so that means Hashem wants something better than me. He arranged something much better than me. But here is an unbelievable thing that how he puts his situation in such a risky circumstance. You heard about the story of the parakeet?
No.
What stories you listen to usually?
No story.
Happened to be a story about a parakeet that belonged to a king. So this king, you know, wanted this parakeet to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, you know, he wanted to fly. So, how do you say not to... fly. He would clap for him, you know, nothing. So it happened to be a gardener, you know, the gardener to the king, you know, don't worry, I'm going to take care of it. He said, you know, what are you talking about? What are you doing? It doesn't fly. It doesn't jump. He said, no. Permit me, I'm going to take care of it. So then the king says, yeah, you know, do whatever he can. So all of a sudden, he sees that the gardener took an axe and cut the branch that the prayer was sitting on. And then all of a sudden, the prayer starts flying. Stop flying. You like the story? You know, many times that happens to us that we just sit on the branch and we don't move. So Hashem wants us to fly. He comes and cuts a branch. Yeah. Then all of a sudden we start flying. Yeah. So he loves us so much. He wants us to fly, you know, to be happy. Yeah, so anytime that you feel that, you know, the branches start moving, before it breaks, start flying. And you have such a zechut that you will not show them. You know, work so hard. You know what it is, what the programming takes, you know, to cut this branch, that branch, this branch. You know, lots of branches. You have to cut. So Hashem says, how come you don't fly? I have to cut the branches. Hashem is like, you know, that you don't make it too hard for Ribono Shel Olam. Start flying, full of energy, full of excitement, and simcha is out of shape.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.